We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight back from the Art Barn School of Art in Valparaiso, Amy Nevadakis. She's going to tell us about some of the things going on there and some things that are coming up the holiday season and beyond. Welcome back to the show, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Aloha, welcome.
So you have your show coming up. You just closed the Dave show, I think, and you were, they used to be Dire Diversified, I think, Visionaries. Now it's just Diversified Visionaries. But now you're going to come into like the holiday season. You have something very special. And this is your sixth season, I think. But tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's called the Holiday Gift Gallery. And like several of the exhibitions that we have during the year, it features artists from the region. And that's part of our mission, is to support those artists. And the gift gallery is a little bit different from some of the other exhibitions that we do, in that we try to get small items from artists rather than like large wall pieces or, you know, art purchases are such a personal purchase. These are more like things that you would want to give to other people. So, you know, we try to get wearables and smaller works of art and functional pieces.
So, do you accept them throughout the season, or are you set with who's in the gift gallery?
We have a period of time where we accept those works. And so I can't remember exactly how long those works are being accepted, but we try to kind of get everything, inventory it in, and then it's open for the gallery. So I know that in the past, Esther, when you were merchandising for an organization, that, you know, you did it all year round. And this is something we do for, you know, like we start after Art Blitz and then we, you know, continue during the run of the exhibition.
Trying to find out when the deadline was to submit an application to be part of the gift gallery.
Yeah, I would say that would definitely, it's the end of October. So I think if it gets too close to the submission date, then it gets just too tricky to kind of manage that. So sure. I would say before November 4th.
What types of things do you have there? You said small items, but what's the variety of things you have in your gallery?
So it would range anything from, you know, the artwork pieces would range anything from, you know, small prints, greeting cards, you know, small, you know, photographs in different giglet prints, or it kind of depends on what artists bring us, even woodcuts and things, on up to wearables. I know there are going to be a few different fiber art pieces in there. We try to get a lot of jewelry. Jewelry is a very popular item during the holiday gift gallery. And we usually work with Carl Reichert, and he does woodworking pieces that are real popular too.
General price range of items?
The artists can price things what they would like, but we really do like to have a range so that we can say that there's price points for every budget. So I would say everything from like $10 items on up to, you know, several hundred dollars.
Sure.
And I think ceramics would definitely be part of this as well, because we do work with several ceramic artists as well.
So who curates your exhibit?
It is curated by our exhibition chair, Dinah Heischler. She has been our champion for exhibitions over the last several years, and does a wonderful job of organizing and kind of, you know, getting artists involved. So she's sort of our lead for that.
So after the holiday, you have an exhibit coming up in next year, and it's kind of special at home. I think it's what's called the Student and Instructor Exhibition. Tell us a little bit about that, and I guess there's still time to submit things for that if you fall in that category.
Yeah. So we haven't really done a student and instructor exhibition combined. At least I don't think it's happened in my tenure at Art Barn. And so we thought it was a really wonderful way to highlight our artists, the artist work, the student work, but then also so people can kind of get a sampling of what our teaching artists do outside of their teaching hours. So it gives people like a little insight into who our instructors are. So it's a really, it's a really special opportunity, I think.
And with 2024 coming up, you have a new set of classes getting ready to go online?
Yeah, we do. Classes, for spring. Our spring session runs from January 1 to the end of May. So it's quite a span. But those open up in mid-December. And, you know, so there, everything is up on our website. If you check out artbarnschool.org, go to navigate to our education pages and you'll see where everything's at.
So. But residencies, do you have any residencies coming up?
We don't currently have a resident. Yeah, it's actually, you know, I would love to see an art, like a robust artist residency program at Art Barn for so many reasons, but it's really a difficult, very time intensive project. So we don't currently have an artist in residence, but I know that my program director and I are really, we really, really want to do it. It's just, we're kind of capped with our bandwidth right now. So unfortunately, no, but we do have some guest artists coming up. I'm going to space on the dates, but I know one of them is Karen Ackoff, and she's the next person that's going to be teaching some very traditional techniques. And so we're really looking forward to having her come.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's the Holiday Gift Gallery at Art Barn School of Art in Valparaiso, November 4th through December 30th. And they're going to have a reception on Friday, November 10th from 5 to 7. Amy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to see you, Amy.
Thank you, Esther. Nice to see you, too.
Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.